take a black seat or you're playing BDP. I'm a rule runner, rule run, Chi Ali. I am VIP, me and VIP. That is very important plans.
Very important.
I'm a very important man with a very important stance. Boost your moon, I'm the goon that's in tune. If I go to jail, my niggas send a balloon.
Send a balloon.
I ain't in a chip unless it's two for the whip with the new tune up. Just skip ghosts.
You know,
you know,
we're dealing with a very critical and crucial time.
Very crucial, very critical.
Most crucial and critical time that I've ever witnessed.
Ever witnessed.
Being as young as I am, you know,
you know.
We all don't want to say nothing else, so we say as young as we are.
Yeah.
Big brother is too slick. About the new blessing and the new crib, but the people in the mud. What's the best for the people? Let the people be the judge. Why the news got beat?
Why?
Better yet, why the news got sheep? 1% of wolves, but they not like me. They don't care about health or the block like me.
Peace and blessings. How's everyone doing? This is DBJ. It is Monday, April 15th, 2024. How's everyone doing out there? Yep, it's Monday. You know what I'm saying? Just got back from work. Letting Charlie out. Charlie's our pug. For anyone that's like new listening or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Charlie, if you hear me referring to Charlie, that's our pug. Yep, and then we got a cat, her name is Marley. She'll be acting like a dog though. Super obedient and shit, yep. So yeah, so I'm just got back from the gig. Letting Charlie out, get his little pisses and shits out or whatever he needs to do. Go upstairs, sip on some coffee, pop that news on. You know what I'm saying? And then probably get in the lab. And see what we're going to talk about today. Yep, made it through the weekend. And hope everyone's doing good. If you got to work this morning, you know what I'm saying? Get to it. I understand. I know on Mondays it'd be rough as a bitch having to get up. But hey, it's necessary, right? Got shit you gotta take care of, got shit we gotta pay for or whatever. So yeah, go on and just get to it. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, just chilling. Gonna make it a chill day, you know what I'm saying? Get some content together. Don't have much else going on today. I threw a load of clothes in right when I got back. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, yeah, it's just chilling day, research day, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, so I just wanted to check in, see how everyone was doing, and I'll let you guys know that as always, I appreciate who's ever listening. I really do, really truly do. And we'll continue to be here, ain't going nowhere, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, we only got two local radio black, you know, radio shows, you know what I'm saying? And they can't provide all information all the time, you know. They only got a few hours per show, you know what I mean? So they can only do so much. So figure I could help doing some of this stuff as far as, you know, talking about issues and things that are going on in the city and highlighting, you know, when white people do negative things, because their crime don't get talked about a lot. And if you notice, I make sure that I do a good amount of that, you know. Until Waukesha County or something like that, then people that live in Waukesha County, they need to get their own news station. Because all they do is watch our news and then talk shit bad about Milwaukee. Yeah, so I hope the people that live in Waukesha and stuff like that don't like Milwaukee, I hope y'all didn't celebrate 414 Day. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but other than that, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, that's one of the reasons I created my platform, so I could spread that, you know, information, talk about things, you know, black and Latin issues and stuff like that. So that's part of the reason this was created. So with that said, we're gonna get inside, get this coffee going, get this news on, shout out CNN, and we'll be back in touch to holler at y'all later. But yeah, part of my platform is used to, you know, highlight, you know, negativity by white people too sometimes. You know what I mean? Because they're always talking negative about us and trying to talk about how we're the criminals and we're doing this and doing this and that, you know. So I always make sure that I take time to, you know, talk about white crime. Talk about what the crime that's going on in the suburbs and the rural areas. Oh yeah, I definitely talk about that stuff. Because they're not, the media's not just going to get out here and try to make black and brown people seem like we're all the criminals and shit. I'm not having that. So that's part of the reason I created my platform and my podcast. You know what I mean? So that's up with that. Heading back upstairs. And I'm going to holler at y'all, you know what I'm saying, in a little bit. And with that, go take on the day and do something good for somebody. Stay safe out here, and I'll holler at y'all soon. Peace. You know, white people, man, sometimes some of you guys, you know, the ones that are already involved and that are out here doing things, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not speaking to you guys. I'm talking to the ones that sit in silence, may want to get involved to do more, are curious. They don't like the racism that the other white people are spewing out here, or just some of the bullshit that they're doing. You know what I mean? You guys, some of you guys will be missing your opportunity, man, to get involved, man, and to, you know, make relationships between black and white people better. You know what I mean? You guys will be missing your opportunities and missing the boat, man, sometimes. Like, this is a perfect situation, man. You know, the Sade Robinson case, you know, she's out here missing, man. Her family is still looking for her body parts and stuff like that, man. And we need the community to help, you know. We want everyone to help, you know. We want white people to help. We want Latin people to help. We want Asian people to help. You know what I mean? Because black people, we're out here. You know, like we're supposed to be. You know what I mean? It's just a given. It's natural to get out and help look for this girl. But white people, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to sit back. You know, you'll donate all your money to, you know, the Waukesha Christmas parade tragedy and all that. As a matter of fact, speaking on that, I don't know if people have heard, y'all up on game, but I seen on the news a few days ago that the Waukesha Memorial Day parade has been canceled because they don't have enough money. It said it's canceled due to funding. So that tells me that the people in the community or the organizations, you know, like all of that stuff combined, they're probably like, man, like, well, we've been giving all our money to the Christmas Day parade stuff and the baseball field that they helped create for that one kid, that Sparks kid that was killed in the Christmas Day thing. You know what I'm saying? They were just sucking people dry. They were sucking that community dry of their money, Waukesha was. When that, you know, when the Daryl Brooks thing happened. I mean, and that was a tragic situation, but still to this day, I don't believe that that man woke up that morning and literally decided to go and run a bunch of people over. I don't think that that was his intention that morning. I think he was involved, he was dealing with whatever situation he was dealing with at that moment, and he was trying to get away from the situation and ended up, you know, unfortunately in that, you know, in the Christmas Day parade area, you know, and he was still trying to get away, and unfortunately some people got ran over and killed, you know, and that's tragic as hell. Ain't nobody happier thinking that that was good. And if you do think that was good, then you're on some bullshit. nobody's co-signing that shit. That was some bullshit. But I just didn't like the narrative that they tried to make it seem like he planned that shit. You know what I mean? And then the narrative was created around there. Christmas Day attack and all that shit. Calling it an attack. You know what I mean? And then the community just ran with that. They ran with that narrative. The Waukesha community ran with that narrative. And then they just started pumping money and just pumping money. Donate to this, donate to that, donate to this, donate to that. Let's build a baseball field for this little Jackson Sparks kid. I mean, I feel bad for dude. I truly do. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what it's like to have a loved one murdered or killed or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I get that, man. But to sit there and say that that shit was intentional and then to treat it like that and then have all that community around there treat that like that and then have everyone, you know, donating their money and giving all their time and energy. That's why the Memorial Day parade or whatever that they schedule had this year is canceled. Because the funding, they ain't got no money. It was like, damn, dog, we done donated all our shit to that Christmas Day thing. And speaking of that, too, donations and GoFundMe accounts and stuff. Man, remember the Officer James Nowak? The Milwaukee police officer that drove himself into the back of a semi-truck and killed himself. Come to find out, he was driving home drunk from a relative's bar watching a Packers game. You think that was the first time dude has been drunken and driving? Hell no. Nah. I feel bad for his wife, you know what I'm saying? But what's crazy to me is how everyone was hitting that cop's GoFundMe page. I wonder if they would have knew before that he was drinking and driving and basically killed himself. I wonder if they would have been donating had they known that information ahead of time. I mean, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Because as a cop, he probably, you know, had people, you know what I'm saying, that were going to donate no matter what. They probably knew dude was, you know, drinking a lot and all that kind of shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But they're going to still give their money to him just because that's their guy or whatever. But then what about the people that didn't know him, that were strangers or that were, you know, acquaintances or whatever, that just felt bad and shit for his wife and his family. And then they're just donating their money and stuff to this GoFundMe account. And then they come to find out dude did all this to himself. I'd have been a little upset. Like, damn, I just threw that GoFundMe account $100 and shit. And dude was drinking and driving? Like, I feel some type of way. I want my money back and shit. Yeah, that's crazy. When I heard that, I'm like, dang, man, ain't nobody upset that they're basically just, in a way, like, aren't you enabling or supporting that behavior if you throw money to it? Because I know some people that put money in that James Nowak's GoFundMe account. They knew dude was drinking and driving and shit, and they knew that he had done that before, and they, you know what I'm saying? So that was crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, getting back to that though, like I just feel like sometimes white people would be missing their opportunities, man, to sever ties, you know, with black and brown people, man, when things like this Sade case, Sade Robinson case, when these kind of tragedies happen, because they know what's going on. They watch the news, because they'll definitely comment. You know, white people will definitely comment and have something to say about the shootings in the city and shit like that. Oh, excuse me. They'll have something to say about the reckless driving and shit. You know what I'm saying? But won't get involved, won't help out, look for a missing girl. That's what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Because here's an opportunity for white people to get involved, immerse themselves, and show that they care. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know what the fuck it is between some of them just not caring, you know what I'm saying? And some of them wanting to get involved, but not knowing how to ask or feeling like it's not their space, so... Oh, maybe they don't want us around. Like, all that shit. You know, you guys got to be, you know, better communicators with us. And you got to, you know, white people need to understand black people more, because here's the thing. Like, black people, for the most part, you know, the most of us, we've been in white spaces. We understand you guys more than you understand us. We go to your damn schools. You know, most of black people, most of our employers are going to be somebody white. Most of our coworkers are still going to be white people. You know, if we need to take out a loan or something, or if we need to get a mortgage, who are we going to, you know, or our insurance or anything like that. If we want to rent a house or an apartment or go looking for it to buy a house, or, just, you know, most businesses and companies or any kind of business or anything that you got to do, right? Especially with, like, the most things, like the areas of life that are most, you know, that affect people. You know what I'm saying? Business, economics, banking, education, healthcare, like all those areas, right? Schools, all that shit. Who do we usually have to deal with? Coordinate with, ask, fill out an application from, get approval from, get the raise from, get the mortgage from, get the loan from, get the medication from, get the, it's 9 times out of 10 is somebody white that's giving stuff out, or that's approving things, or that are in, at the top, that are in control, owning stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's white people. Look at it. You know what I'm saying? So we need, you know, like I was just saying, white people would be missing their boat though sometime, man, to get involved and show they care. You know what I'm saying? They could be out helping, looking for Sade Robinson. You guys, the white people, they spent all weekend jogging and walking and doing these runs and stuff and all this shit. And they'll get involved in all that. That Easter egg hunt, what was that? That Pokemon stuff they had like a few years ago, where everyone was down at the lake. Everyone was all throughout the city looking for Pokemon and shit and all that stuff. I mean, you had people. I was just like, the dedication of these people. But we can't get out and help look for a missing woman that's been killed and help locate the rest of her body parts so her family can have some closure. We can't find the energy to do that. But we'll sit up and play video games all day, listen to music all day, go on our phone, scroll, keep our head planted in our face, scrolling. We'll tell you when the new shoes are coming out. You know, these white motherfuckers, they'll tell you when the new F-450's coming out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but we got to, you know, I was just going to say, man, they'll be missing their boat. They'll be missing their opportunity, man. You know what I'm saying? To make amends or to get involved, man. And shit. That's all I'll be saying, man. You guys need to be better with that stuff.
To the guap, smoking on the road, though, not running from the law, no, running from the law. If you cross me, you won't get hammered with the switch. That is not my steed. Out the game, but connected with niggas from Medellin. If you dream of killing me when you wake, you better scream. I'm sorry, ghost. I take shrooms like a Mario, Luigi. Not in the cart, I'm in the Rari, though. Maybe the Lambo, the Porsche with the Sicario. With some black gorilla niggas. But even all alone, I'm still with a killer nigga. But I ain't trying to kill. I just want the bills and the check. I'm just trying to stretch. You just want to flex. Part Malcolm, part DM. 1/3 of the LO. And you know I keep it mellow, but the spot marks X. I ain't dead, but I'm doing well just for context. So dancing. Don't
be surprised if I popped you in the eyes of nose bone. Born wild, never did it go home. I was always outside, till I seen the inside. With men cry and men die, and stand fucking tall. Now we can have a brawl or hit the bar on the wall. I've been through it all, nigga. Nothing is an issue in the cell. Going downtown, nothing in the tissue. Back on my free shit, my G shit. I can't wait to see shit. The whole world thought I wouldn't be shit. I'ma make some of myself, get in the game. I ain't fucking with this powder that I sell. Fuck the whole world, I'ma make myself proud of my own self. Tell the truth, I ain't seen nothing foul as my own self. Yeah, I'm a loose can of shoes, standing and sitting down.